Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. So I want to say good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And, you know, as we are rolling on into, this is our holiday series for this week. And I can tell you, I am so grateful to God for this opportunity, and we know that he is the reason for this season. And, you know, people are probably stunned. They're like, are you really going to get on a call? It's the holiday time, things, you know, family, what have you, but I need you guys to understand me. This is a part of what God has told me to do, and I'm going to do it until he tells me not to do it. And when you're serving God, you have to understand that every day can be a holiday, and this is the deal. You know, he's given us this new series, you know, that you got to give to go into overflow. Most people think they got to get to go into overflow. They're looking to receive versus they're looking to make deposits here in this earth. And so, you know, I'm extremely excited about this series and to serve, you know, throughout this holiday and my birthday and all the different things that happened in my family during this time. So much to be grateful to God for, and I count it a privilege to serve him and serve you during this time. And so we are going to have our scriptures going to be coming out of the book of Luke. Very familiar if you're talking about giving, but I'm going to tell you something. It is extremely, extremely important that we're very, very sensitive to what God is saying. I know a lot of people let it go right over their head. They may even know these scriptures, probably been reciting them since they were children, but yet they're not operating in the principles. And so I want us to be very clear that in this time, in this season, I know you probably say you're in lack. There's things that you believe that you need, but I am telling you right now that stop thinking about what you need and start thinking about what you can give. We got to go to the Lord on this one as he train us up to do huge things, and we got to get this. We got to get this. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today, because this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous that we're here in the land of the living. Father God, you know, as we go into this holiday, we are just so honored to be able to see these days where they are lifting up your name. We know, Father God, that they have definitely changed the whole idea about what this holiday season is, but we know that it's because of you giving to us, our Savior, our King, Jesus Christ, is why we even are here. We want to give you the highest praise of hallelujah and thank you for your grace and your mercy. As we are now, Father God, being lifted up as leaders in your kingdom, we're looking around as to who cup we can fill. We're getting a higher understanding of what overflow we want to be in. We want to be overflowed with your Holy Spirit. As we allow your Holy Spirit right now to take full reign over, power start your day. Let your servant increase as he increases like never before. Let his whisper become a roar in the hearts of your people, where they will begin to understand and not only hear, but do your word diligently. We honor you and we thank you for all the people that you're sending to us from the north, south, east, and west that we can train up. That we can train up into a higher level of standard of living for you and not the world. We honor you, we bless you, and we want to seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so I just want us, you know, you're going to have an assignment. And I know while people are looking around the stores, I'll be hopping out there to get a few things, but I always end up being very, very slothful in these times in the stores. And I don't know, as I'm getting older and even closer to God, it's almost like such a heavy lifting for me to go and keep depositing these things that people the next year, they don't even use. They even forget that they've gotten. And as I have been serving God in this capacity where every single day I'm coming to you to fill you up so that you can go out only to fill someone else up, it has become extremely clear about what diligence is all about. It's about going out and giving, but not giving, but doing it right, doing it well, doing it with the right spirit. So let's go to our scripture on today out of Luke 6:38. And I know a lot of people, they've heard this scripture. They've talked about this many a times, you know, before the offertory, call at your church. This is where you might hear this scripture. But what most people miss is even the idea of even giving into your church, sowing on fertile ground. I believe that if you go to church, some people on the line don't even attend church. Hopefully you will begin to seek God enough and want to be in his space enough to where you're being trained up in his word consistently through a man or woman of God. But this is what I'm talking about. Most people, even during this time, they hear this during tithes, and they're not realizing that even tithing or giving a portion of what you can back to God, knowing that he doesn't need anything, giving a portion is a form of worship. Now, for me, when you are going out there giving to God's people, because when you're giving those tithes and offering, eventually the church is going to now go and help more people. You're not understanding that you are the church. And even though you're in business, you are the church. And when you listen to Luke 6:38, I need you to hear something. Even how this scripture begins. And it says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. We're talking about give to go into overflow. You need to write this scripture down in your own handwriting, not on your phone. I'm talking about write it in your own handwriting. Because when God gave me give to go into overflow, and when I began to prepare for this episode, Luke 6:38, it aligned 100% with this scripture. I need you guys to hear me for a moment. When it's time to get, I'm talking to receive. People open up wide. God, give to me. But he made us in the likeness of his image. But when it comes down to us giving, where we're open wide open to get. But when it comes to us giving, we shut down. This has been a habit of most people, why they fail, not only in business, but they fail in many areas of their life. They can measure what they have been given. But if they were to take the same measuring stick on what they are giving, many of us will come up short. We've done series on going the extra mile. For some people, the extra mile is even going to be just to write down the scripture. It's going to feel like you're picking up lead when it's only a pen. For you to truly get how you're going to go into overflow, we're going into a new year, a new series, a new dimension, and we want more things. We want God to do new things. But we can't catch up to the basic principles of building and receiving and going into overflow. Now, if you were to think about your opportunity as a true gift, and you gave it, 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 from a pure heart, clean hands, knowing that when someone partners with you, you're not going to go MIA on them. When someone partners with you, you're not going to automatically think it's someone else's responsibility to build that person up. We're talking about giving what you can give. And guess what happens? When you start giving what you can give, God gives you more to give. People begin to look sometimes at my life and they say, "Oh, wow, she's so successful. How does she do it?" And I'm looking like this is so simple. The people who give more receive more. The Word of God says it. There are several scriptures. We're going to go down them through this series. Now, some people will say, "Well, oh, I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to buy a ton of gifts and I'm just going to give it to some people. And I am a giver. I am a giver. I am a giver." But when I can see some people can just give their time to building, to getting trained, to being equipped so that they can be better for the people that they connect with, they can't even give their time. When I see people to say you can now work on yourself every day to fill yourself up with the Spirit of the Lord, with the Word of the Lord, and then now with personal development, you won't even pay your mind. You won't get time. You won't pay your mind. These are some powerful seeds I'm giving you guys on today. You gotta pay attention. That's something that most people won't. They won't pay attention. They won't give their time, they won't pay their mind, and they won't pay attention. If you were to do those three things, things like sowing into your business, sowing into other people, sowing even into your church, sowing into, you know, making sure that you're sharpening yourself so you can work on your thinking, changing your perspective, all of these things will become easier. And guess what happens when things become easier for you? You begin to make it easier for someone else. Now you will begin to give. You will now begin to give. Give of yourself. Give of your time. Give of your mind, give of your money, because you're going to have more of it. Hello, somebody. Network marketing is about giving, and they decide to give their money and join your business, or give your money and buy your product or service, and then now add that look. Looking for what you get. But if you could only shift your paradigm and write this scripture down, then begin to now write a list. Our homework today is to write a list of some things that you have that you can give, but you haven't been giving. And there will lie the mystery. It's going to open to why you may be having challenges and struggles in certain areas of your life, on why the hole has gotten deeper and deeper and deeper. But the good news is you can give yourself out of that hole. You can give yourself out of the hole. It doesn't matter how far you've dug down into the hole. If you follow the principles of God, you can come out. I hear and I see some people out of some holes. It's almost like I can, it's almost like God just gave me a visual of some shovels. I mean, shovels, plural. If you walk in this word, in this season, you will not be afraid. You will not withhold your information that can change someone's life. You will not withhold, if you got a few extra dollars to assist somebody, if God says, hey, this is fertile ground. Let me tell you something, God, I don't play no games with that fertile ground deal. When I begin to understand, I say, oh, Lord, he said you sow it on fertile ground. Because a seed can only reproduce after its own kind. So if you sow it on rocks, meaning some hard-headed folks who still want to do things their way, you sow it on rocks, the only thing you can get is more rocks. Ask me how I know. I want us to open up the call on this morning, and I want us to just say, I'm going to give more. That's it. I know this holiday season, people will be taking score on what they get, who gave them and who didn't give them, but I need you to take score on what you've given. More of yourself, more of your time. Just pay somebody attention. Just listen to somebody today. Give, give, give. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Good morning, 405, last four, 6625. Good morning to you. Happy holidays. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola, Doretha Parker from Oklahoma City. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, woman.
I am going to give more. This word is just right on time. You're talking about God's giving principles. And when you talk about you giving of your time, and we're easy to do some of those things of giving more, but not so much, especially when it comes to that monetary money we seem to want to hoard. And so this word that you've given this morning is absolutely in line with what we're doing in this business of giving more. So I want to give more. I want to give more all the way around, all the bases and everything. I'm going to give more.
Watch what happens. Watch what happens. I can, there's always around, you know, certain times I'm a giving person. And then some people are like, oh, she ain't giving me nothing. Well, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I sow what God tell me to sow. I don't sow for man. I sow what he tell me to sow. And I'm gonna tell you this right now, that in that place of that giving, that's where I begin to feel the most fulfilled. People will ask me, you're not excited to get this or excited to get that? No. All I even ask for this holiday is I want to see more people win. I just want to see more people win. So I'm giving. I'm sowing to what I want to see. I'm sowing into what I want to see. I want to see people win. So I'm going to sow into the people. What does it take to win? And I ask for the gift of just more time with God during this holiday season, that in the times when I want my quiet time with him, that people just give me that time. That's all I want. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, 678. Last 47062. Good morning. Okay, the background a little loud, 708, last 4-34-38. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well. Good morning to you, Queen. How are you?
Good morning. So I'm good, and you? So first, what I want to start off with is I'm going to say I do want to give more. This weekend, what I did something differently. I actually reached back into my team. I had an active agent, and I just called her up and asked her, like, you know, what is it that you need to, you know, to become back active? And she was like, well, I don't have the money to pay it, so once I get it, I'm going to call, and once I get it, I'm going to become back active. So I was like, I was told what I should do is, you know, just pay her way, but it's my birthday. So I'm like, oh, Lord, what should I do? What should I do? So what I did was I reached back out to her and I paid her way and she got back started. And I can honestly say I feel good about it. Today is my birthday and I feel good about it. So what I'm going to do is give my time today to, you know, build her momentum back up and get her back started and, you know, go from there.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I am loving it. I love it. And, you know, I love it. As we go through this, we're going to be learning that everything, there's levels to everything. There's levels to everything. And we're gonna go down this road of the levels of giving into where when we get to a place of giving, I want y'all to go back and I need y'all to write down that Luke 6:38. Because there's levels to giving. There's going to be giving where you're going to give where you know that it's coming back to you. That's one level. But when you start sowing and you start giving, you drop that seed and you don't even know where it's going as far as to say you're dropping it into a responsible hand. And all you're doing is saying, I just wanted to bless somebody. I don't know exactly how it's coming back to me, and that's okay because I have faith. There's levels to everything. When you even start giving into yourself, you know how stingy some people are just to actually sow into themselves, even to get trained to be better. That thing right there just drives me like crazy. I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't see any value in yourself that you would be better after you get trained so you can be better for your team or better for someone else. Well, there's levels to everything. But we talk about going to the top, which means going to the next level. Whatever level you are, you need to just say, I'm going to the next level. I just want to hear, do you want to get more? 318, last four, 8455. Good morning to you. Good morning. We're going to go 480, last four, 7725. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, Nicola. This is Jason Wolf out of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. Good morning. How are you?
I'm on another level because my mind, my spirit, my heart, everything is just completely changed within these past 2 weeks. You know I'm going to give more. You know I'm going to seek more. You know I'm going to give more. On all levels, I'm going to give more to myself, studying and show myself approved. I'm going to give more to my team to pour into them everything that I've learned. And that means everything I've learned from the Word of God, from this business in life, because trust me, I've been through hills, valleys, crevices, joys of life, but I am going to give more. And as I give, I know that I'm going to reap. Because I have God on my side, I have you on my side, I have so many leaders, I have so many dynamic people that are leading me and pushing me forward. So, of course, I'm going to give more.
You are blessed. You are blessed, King. I can tell you this right now is that the hills and the valleys and the pains and the pressures, if you're grown, if you grow, that's what it's about. If we give more to God's people, not only just dropping money. Listen, I believe in showing people how to fish versus giving them fish. So they can fish and I'm not even there. I need people to be able to eat. I need to be able to feed their families if I'm not there. So I'm not really one that believes in let me pay your way into so-and-so unless God say bless it in this place sometime and he'll say bless this particular family or bless that, whatever. That's very rare. because it's by the sweat of your brow you'll prosper. So if you want to be successful, even an inkling like me, I know the best thing I can do is show them the way versus give them businesses on a silver platter, because if you show somebody they can survive in any situation, they can keep surviving, and that means that they can keep thriving. But I'm talking about even times some people show up to meetings and I see the same people that are ones serving at meetings, the same people. Some people think showing up to even a weekly meeting, they're gracing with their presence. Like, hello, ta-da, I showed up. Aren't you glad? Did you get on the training call? Oh, yeah, I was on today. You graced with your presence. Wow. To go into overflow, this is going to be very interesting during the holiday season. Very interesting. The revelation that people are going to get about themselves. If you write down and you meditate on that, Luke 6 and 38, would you give at the level that you would like to get? That's a whole nother level right there. Whole nother level. God bless you guys. I'm going to see you tomorrow. I know it'll only be a few people, but I know during the holiday times, there's some people who feel I have nobody, and I always want you to know that you have God, and I'm in your corner. So I'm going to be here 30 minutes. My family probably will still be asleep anyway. It doesn't matter if they were not. They know already what time it is. I'm sold out. Christ. And I'm going to serve him till I die. And a story. God bless you guys. Love you.